Genesis 28, verse 12. Then Jacob dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached to heaven, and there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. Do you want God's blessing? Let's consider this morning Isaac, Rebecca, Jacob, and Esau. God had directly revealed to Isaac and Rebecca that the promise of the Savior was to go through Jacob. And yet, Isaac tried to push that will of God to the side a little in order to put his will first. He told Esau, "You go and hunt some game and prepare a savory meal, and I will bless you." Well, Rebecca wasn't going to let that pass. She seized the bull by the horns and planned the deception of Isaac. Jacob realized, you know, this deception could actually bring a curse rather than a blessing. And yet he went along anyway. And Esau? Esau was filled with such bitter anger that he swore he would murder Jacob. They all wanted God's blessing very much, and yet they were throwing it away. What about you? Do you want God's blessing? And yet how often haven't we push God's will a little to the side in order to seek our own first? How often haven't we planned some deception, maybe excusing our action? Well, this is what's right after all. I have to have it this way. God wouldn't want me to be unhappy. And how many times, like Jacob, haven't we realized something isn't quite right with this? And yet gone along with the crowd. Or like Esau, burst out in anger. We want God's blessing, or you wouldn't be here. And yet, how easily we turn back to sin, potentially throwing it away. I have sinned against you, O Lord, and deserve your wrath and punishment. It was just in such trepidation that Jacob now fled from home, wondering if his father, Isaac, would ever forgive him. Wondering if Esau would track him down, maybe that night, find him in his rocky lair. Well, terror did come over him that night, but not from his brother. From the Lord. We can't hide our sin, any of them, from the Lord. Our deception can't cover anything up from Him. It's the very nature of our sinfulness to try to run from its consequences, to cover its wretchedness, to hide in rocky excuses. And yet, like Jacob, there is no hiding from the Lord. How fearful is this place? He cries out. Jacob's vain attempt to run from the Lord is a reminder to each one of us. There, but by the grace of God, go I. That glory of the Lord that terrified him also revealed a ladder set up to heaven. Jacob had been trying to build such a ladder with his own deception. And yet, in that way, his very getting of the blessing had actually broken every rung of receiving that blessing. And now his sin rose up like that haunting specter, crushing him with the burden of his guilt before God. Have we tried to build such ladders of deception? Do we see again there, but by the grace of God, go I. And yet the glory of the Lord did not burn him that night in the rocky lair. It blessed him. Blessed him with the assurance that in Christ Jesus, God's grace had indeed set up this ladder for him, a sinner, for you and me, sinners though we are. The humanly unbridgeable gulf of sin has been completely spanned in that ladder of Christ Jesus. God came down to this earth and became your brother, became man, that man might be reunited with God. The Lord himself became the seed of the woman, yes, in one of Jacob's own descendants. To do what? To crush the head of the serpent and to bring a blessing for all. Yes, Jesus set up that ladder to heaven so that you and I can enter therein with God's own peace, with God's own life. And on that ladder to heaven, the heavenly host is descending with their echoing refrain, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Yes, in Christ Jesus, every rung of this ladder is absolutely secure because he came to be your substitute. He was born as your brother. He obeyed the law throughout his life perfectly, that his obedience might be your righteousness. He carried the guilt of your sins to that cross on Calvary and was crucified to pay the full penalty in your place. His resurrection is the assurance that every heavenly blessing is secure for you in him. And so, like Jacob, we can get up and we can go on our journey this summer, your life, with confidence. Because in Christ, neither sin, nor death, nor hell can take away that blessing. For the I Am Lord himself has declared, "I am with you. I will keep you. I will ever bring you back to Bethel, to my house of God in Christ Jesus." There, by the grace of God, go I on the ladder to heaven. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn 50, stanzas 1 and 2.